Okay, meeting is open at 7 p.m. Where did you go?
Well, that's why I was thinking.
Oh.
She went to get a copy of something or print something. All right.
Water.
Did it print?
Yeah.
Oh, it did print? I tried from your phone. Yeah, I hit print, so. Oh, good. I make a motion we approve the minutes, the payables, and the payrolls.
That's the more of the boss.
No.
They would have All right, that being done,
I'm going to go 25 feet fast. Rep, R-E-C-K.
All right, we have reviewed the side of the orders, the payroll, so forth. Going to open forum. You're the man. You were okay. Here before. You were the first guy here. That's how I do it.
Well, I'm in horrible.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see her, though. She's like...
all right, well, on our planning commission meeting, we did electronic vote. We had three yeses and two noes on Doug. So I would say the recommendation of the board to approve Doug.
When did you have your meeting?
We just had to vote on it. I think it was yesterday. Everybody was today.
In person or virtually so, meet?
Electronic.
Oh, okay. All right. And what's Doug's last name?
I can't tell you.
I think it's in there. Yeah. It's in there. Let me see the course.
I think it's in here.
In there. I just can't tell you what it is. And I'm not even going to attempt to spell it.
Oh, wait a minute.
Begin with S. So, so.
Who's the Michael Ambrosio? Was that one we already did?
I had the SD card.
Is the Michael already on there? Is Michael Ambrosio already on your committee?
No, that's he's looking for doing it.
Oh, you're not planning. To make committees. Oh, fantastic. To make sure. I see his face and I think.
Several openings.
Cheapers.
People don't volunteer anymore. They're way too busy.
Okay.
I have a couple more issues.
Do you want us to vote on that first? Or do you want to do everything?
That's up to you. I mean, if you want to...
We might as well wait till we get into the open part of the meeting, new business.
Okay.
Old business, okay. Technically.
I was looking for a report when I went to the Planning Commission, the meeting in Rowland, and they did approve the wells. Or,
oh, good.
The only one extent we've got to look at is the lake before it goes on to the master on the wells. Is broke. It doesn't work. It doesn't take anyway. You'll have to see what's going on with that.
The link for which?
To go on to the way for the town wells, the maps. There's a link that's into the.
Okay.
Onto the plan.
Town of Wells maps.
Now is this? What is this link?
Is the link to click on that to bring up?
It's within the document. Here.
Now, is that the enhanced 911?
No, I think it's the trails.
Yeah, do you know what page it's on and all that stuff? Because there's many links throughout that document.
I think the original, the intended link was a link that had natural resource maps and other things. So I'll just see if I can still find that on the website. And
so we have to update and then resend the whole thing to them? Is that
no, it's already been approved, just that we want us to fix that link.
And then post on our website, or yes. They don't need a copy of it?
You can, I guess, but I mean, they still accepted it as it was.
Okay. All right. Do you mind if Heather and I check out that? Because we kind of put the links, because there were some that broke, and maybe we missed one. Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to get what it was before to see if the link actually worked from the original one. I don't know if they did it all then.
I think they did, but Heather, are you okay with us working to fix that out?
The Rutland Regional Planning Commission meeting you went to, they said they wanted the new appointees. Is that what was approved? What was approved? You just said something.
Town plan.
No. The town. Yes, the town plan. The town plan was approved. It just we had to fix one link within the town plan.
Yeah. So the maps are. I thought they were a separate page, but they're listed. The maps are on the page underneath where it says members of the planning commission. So,
do you have an email from them as to what we need to fix or anything, or no?
It was at the meeting.
It was a verbal thing?
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess, are you looking at the one we posted online?
I'm
looking
if I get with Devin's. Let's fix it.
Okay. Let me see if we can find it.
I will be meeting with him tomorrow evening.
Heather, are you looking at the one we posted online?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Because that's probably the one we should look at to see if it doesn't work.
I'm not, but there used to be a different page on the website that was like its own page, and now it's under planning commission.
Yeah, I actually I think have it in two spots. So okay, we'll research it, and I'll send it to you when we get it up here. Then you can send it to Devin or whoever. How's that?
I just want to mention too that's something to keep in mind with the new website plan. Is that any external links that are linked in other documents that you guys have so many of?
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
Hey, the other thing we had is for the Planning Commission, the Land Use Review Board is ready. It's been 2 years in progress getting it through, so now it's out for a 60-day review of what Rutland Region Town Plan or Plan is.
Right.
So that's all. They've been approved. Not really approved, but within they're going for 60-day review process.
Right.
Need the feedback before they do a final approval.
I got an email from
town plan?
Rutland Regional Planning Commission's plan for Rutland Region.
Their own plan.
They've been working on it. That's what we've had a bunch of
for 60-day review
information from it and so forth.
That's when they came and presented to us, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then they did a poll of the town people, but very few people filled it out. It's normal.
The other thing is on, they had on 86 Square Road, he's got an automobile international. They took care of most of that. All of our Subaru purchased that and redo the whole building onto it.
Huh.
I guess the same guy owns a whole Schmiel here now.
I guess, yeah. There was some question as far as the wetlands in the back, but I guess that's a different outfit though. Environmental will be looking at that. But they approved that being done, with whatever the restrictions that.
That city or town? That's still a city.
That's Clarendon.
Yeah, North Clarendon.
Yeah, Clarendon.
You're talking where now? You're talking Roland Dodd?
Automobile International. We should go down to the airport.
Most of the one bill they had for the body shop.
Really. They got to be about ready to fall down, and I just hadn't been anybody in there for years.
Yeah. It's been a while.
So that they're tearing me down, so there's going to be a little bit more payment what it was. But.
So they're going to rebuild something there.
Yeah. But this could be all over Zuber.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
No, I wouldn't say Alva Subaru. I'm thinking
from town.
That's got to be a city to the town. It's got to be pretty close to the city line. I'm wondering there, yeah.
They have a Ford dealership.
And the other thing, you had the data revision in the handbook that they did, and that was approved. There's a couple of minor changes that they added on to it, but other than that, that's the update from the region.
Okay, thank you for that update.
That's it.
That's all I have.
While you're sitting there, it made me think of the expenditure for the eavesdrops at the pavilion. I know that. Did you get that from the Delaney Fund? Okay. All right. No, I just wanted to make sure that it just didn't go through. We booked the job so long ago, I kind of forgot about it, so the guy called me up and said he'd done it, mm-hmm. and then I forgot to ask it.
And then the gravel for Delaney Woods.
Yeah.
But that comes out of Delaney.
And he did bill us for that, last time.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. And we'll get into
it. And all the sign stuff is been paid for already, right? The wood and all that. Yeah.
All right, we will get into communication. Oh,
wait a minute, sorry. You go to the rest of people.
I'm not with
him. That's only one.
Oh, you're not with him?
Not tonight.
You've been stuck with him for a long time.
I have a question and possible permission question.
All right, we'll roll.
Well, I'm involved with Lake St. Catherine Conservation Fund, and we're selling my
yep.
I wondered if there was any objection if I sat in the dump one Sunday morning for a couple of hours and talked to people.
I would say no. If it helps the lake, I would say I would be definitely in favor of it.
I'm fine with it.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's it. Simple.
This is a yearly raffle?
Yes. Yes.
Can I give you a key to the after? Because we need some of the next couple Sundays.
I think that's a good spot. I think it's better the way they've done it before.
Yeah, kill two birds with one stone.
And I don't really think it works out.
Well, maybe we get Fran to volunteer to help.
I can't win anyway, so I don't care how many people are in the game. I can't get it with it, so it doesn't matter to him. Anything else, young lady?
No.
Okay. Heather. Oh, all right.
Talking, I know.
In that case, we will get into correspondence.
Well, yes, the ones in the back.
I understand that, but they're part of, I assume they are part of the road.
Yes, I did put you on the agenda.
They are on the agenda, so.
Okay.
And I have to file these in according to Hoyle.
Good idea.
Well, actually, according to Rogers. Mm-hmm. Anyways, one thing I have here that is a contract for the salt. And I think before we sign this, and I didn't look to see if there's a definite. There's no definite date and when the hell it's got to be signed. I think we ought to take a look. We're $100 a ton, $98 and change. Which is, I know I can't remember what it was last year, but I know it's a lot more than it was last year.
About $10 more.
Yeah.
And rumors been floating around amongst different municipalities that I've talked to that Cargill is not the low man. There's other places that are more reasonable. So I think we definitely need to take a look. And for one thing, I think our salt consumption, unless we have a real wacky winter, will go down because of the fact that we're not mixing it with 3,000 yards of sand. The stone, you don't salt. You just use the stone. So our tonnage should drop unless we have one ice storm after another or something.
Sean, mm-hmm. Did we get the bids ready? Did we?
Pardon me?
I didn't send the bids out for anything. Was I supposed to? You just said stone and salt, the stone and sand to me.
No, I have the bid here from.
I know. You said, I was just asking, did we do the sand and the stone bids already?
No.
Okay.
We've got prices on the stone. I believe Dave has prices on sand from Stan. Our sand consumption will drop drastically with the use of stone, but obviously that's kind of going to be a wash because we're going to be using, we will be using stone on dirt roads, back roads.
But I still just have to push, I mean, no one calls, I have to that atmosphere.
Right. We were waiting to find out from Dave how much of each.
We have three different bidders. Casella is the cheapest bidder on the stone. On the stone right at the moment. It's the easiest place to get to and has a good product.
But we need to advertise, I think, is what she's saying.
Yeah, they haven't advertised it regardless of the fall.
Right. No, I understand all that, but we just need, we're trying to figure out, number one, quantity,
mm-hmm.
unless somebody's a lot smarter than I am, which very well could be, because I don't find to be a unionist. But we need to figure out quantity. We need to figure out where we want to get it from, because it's road miles full of trucks. And the two best places are Hartford and Casellas. We go to South Wallingford, but you can't get there from here. It's an hour and a half at least round trip, maybe more. Hartford is exactly there. Problem is with Hartford, with Galusha, they charge sales tax, which is legal in New York State, and they won't drop their sales tax. Everybody, Paulette buys it there, Rupert buys it there, and they won't. You pay sales tax or you just don't buy it from them. That's their prerogative, I guess, and it's legal. So that's why Casella seems to be probably the best place. It's about a little over 30 minutes in a dump truck from here to there. And you got loading time and back and it's decent road now. They paved most of it. So I think we ought to just hold on to this, and I'll get some prices.
But we need to have how much we need for each, so she can advertise.
Well, salt. That's where I started the conversation with salt.
I know, but we need to come up with how much for each, and then send it to all these people, regardless if we think we're going to go with them, because we got to give them the opportunity.
There are different people for different products.
Right. So the ones for the sand, and then the ones for the rock, or whatever you call it.
Right. But the salt, we have the contract here, which what I'm trying to do is table it so we don't sign it this evening until we get a couple other bids. This is the state contract that we get every year.
Okay.
But I was asking about the rock, because Stan had asked for what we were going to have. He wanted it back in August.
So as far as quantity of, you want an old quantity of sand?
So I can put the bid up, yes.
Roughly, just shooting from the hip. Perhaps 1,500 yards.
So if we could make a motion, tentative, we could say this is a motion, but it may have to change, so I can get those bids out for rock, because we already have rock prices, but I have to get the bids out for the policies that we have in place.
And
we can make.
We haven't settled in on a tonnage figure for the stone yet.
But we can say, 3,000 ton. Subject to change based on, just so we can get the bids out there and get it back in before we're too late.
That is correct.
So you're saying 1,500, you said ton for
1,500 yards of sand.
And you're still working on.
We're trying to come up. I mean, this is a whole new.
Oh, I know.
It's a whole new thing for us.
Right. I got it.
The thing with stone is if we screw up and buy a.
Tomorrow.
By 1,000 tons, and we need another 500 tons.
Right.
Stone is a pro. They can take the payload, dig it, load it, the trucks, and off we go.
So we need
sand that could be frozen.
We need sand, stone, and salt, all three this year? Or is it totally eliminated?
We would like to. Dave and I have talked at length. I've talked to the boys at Paulett, the boys at Rupert, the boys at Pulteney, and a good friend of mine in Dorset that's been using stone for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel, Dave and I feel comfortable just having a cushion of some salt and sand.
I agree with that. Yeah.
In case.
Yeah.
Most towns have totally done away with sand, period.
But at least for 1 year, try it with both. Yeah.
I don't like to go into a gunfight with a water pistol.
So you're still trying to figure out the amount of stone and salt. With Dave is what you say.
Exactly.
Okay. So
salt kind of falls. Salt will probably be roughly what we use on the roads because we salt the blacktop.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't need to mix salt with 3,000 yards of sand like we normally do. So the total quantity of salt should drop.
So if you and Dave figure those out, because, just because we have to publicize it,
can I that's the most important people. Can I,
what, huh?
Can I put the standard out tomorrow? Because yeah. Somebody wants that.
I mean, here's what we got a bit out of the stand, maybe Charlie.
Well, doesn't matter. We still have to stick it out there.
Don't have a lot of choice.
Right. So approximately 1,500 yards is what you want them to put out for that. Okay.
Can we make a motion for
that? So I make a motion that we put out to bid approximately 1,500 yards of sand for winter 25-26.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, and then we'll do the others once you guys figure out.
Okay, I'll take care of that. We have a bid here for the rest of the truck that we have on order. Basically, the accoutrements that go with it after you buy the damage has. And seeing as we're all sitting. I'm not going to read off item by item, but it's $118,400. That covers your lights, hydraulics, dump body.
Is it any change from the one we just got? Any changes?
Truck-wise, it's pretty much identical. Dave did make a moldboard change on the main plow, which I can't remember what he told me when. It's minor. It doesn't make any money to us, but it's a full trip, but I'm not sure that I think it might be more like the plow that's on the six wheel John Henry stuff, more of it. But other than that, it's all.
Is it about this? Did it go up a lot from the one we just bought?
I don't think so.
18,000?
But the other one is
4 years ago.
4 years old.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Go to the grocery store and see what.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was just wondering. All right. So you need a motion for that?
I think we should have one, yes.
So I make a motion that we approve the estimate from Viking for. $118,500, is that what it was? $400 for the new truck that's on order.
Sorry, Tom?
Your name. Okay, we got to have an autograph.
That's something I never learned. The whole different language. Just in case you messed up on the first one.
All right. No, I think I printed one off. I think Nora printed one off. It's probably what happened. This is our champion dog owner from East Wells, Mr. Hayden Burroughs.
Yep.
This is a letter. Dear Mr. Hayden Burroughs, hyphen Merrick, this letter is pertaining to your dog, Wiley. Wiley is a male Malamute Siberian Husky, gray and white in color. According to vet paperwork, his birth date is 4/13/17. It's getting there. And unaltered, with the owner of record being Aiden Burroughs Merrick. The select board of the town of Wells has determined that according to our dog ordinance dated 11/24/2020, section 2, that Wiley is creating a nuisance and is considered an uncontrolled nuisance vicious to other animals' dog. At this point, Wiley is not registered in the town of Wells, but also is, in violation of Section 7 and Section 8 in the above referenced dog ordinance. This letter is to inform you that according to Section 13 of the above referenced dog ordinance, your dog Wiley has been in violation of Section 2, and the select board has designated him to be uncontrolled, nuisance, vicious to other animals' dog. This is to inform you that he is not to be off your property at 543 Lamb Hill Road unless he is leashed or constrained from posing any danger to other people or animals.
Yeah. There's really two letters in one there. The top section, we have to let him know that we deem it an uncontrolled dog. The section is to tell him it's his first offense and that it cannot leave his property. That's why I think we're done there.
Mm-hmm.
And I will send a copy of the ordinance with him, although he has one.
And if we get another complaint, we will send a second letter,
which will say that if there's a third offense, that we will remove the dog and he's not going to die.
Just the second or the first?
That's the first. I can't do the second because we never did the first letter.
Right. So if we get another complaint, then we send a second.
Maybe as a background, we should fill in. This has been going on for the last 7 or 8
years. Yeah, no, I know.
He's killed literally hundreds of chickens.
Complaints.
I can't believe it. Yes. The dog's got to have more lives than a cat. He should have been shot years ago.
No, you don't.
No, I know, but somebody has a dog killing all their chickens. I mean, they could tee him off a little bit.
Then he needs to be controlled. We got that platform fixed. Remember the follow I was on the board?
I think his birth date's a little off.
That's what's on the things. But that was what I got as a puppy. I just snagged him.
We had trouble with him back when Ian was on the board. That was more than 8 years ago.
I don't think so.
Really?
No. Oh, yeah. Been going on for quite a while.
But he was a puppy when I did the first offense. I got him out of that pen, so yeah.
Well, 17, he's 8 years, 9 years old, 8 years old, whatever.
Yeah, 8 years, but it seems like he's been causing problems longer.
I think so.
Well, that's what's on his that ankle work, so that's
great. And probably as sure as I'm sitting here, he will cause more problems.
He just needs to be guided.
Yeah.
Kind of like the one I got. So. That I took that was wandering all over the place.
Yeah.
Do you need a motion for this or we're just signing?
You should make a motion to deliver the letter to Mr. Burroughs. Mr. Burroughs. Whatever.
Yes. I make a motion that we send a letter to Mr. Aiden Burroughs Merrick regarding the first offense for Wiley and send it. Certified mail? Was that where you get a signature? Yes, certified mail, please. There a second?
All right. Moving on, whole business. Update on the East Wells Road slide. Fortunately, it hasn't changed a lot. However, to the good, I believe all the documents, all the permits, all the engineering is all in place. And you folks are here, I assume, to talk about it. Our contractor that we've settled on is Markowski. He is champing at the bit to get there. We're about out of time. One thing that you guys were at the meeting. One thing that I wanted to do is I don't want to do the project this year and finish it next year. We either do it or we don't do it. One or the other. And so, but they had a job. They did They did a big water main job in Fairhaven, and they finished it way ahead of schedule. So they have the time to do it, and they are confident that they can get it done before winter gets here. And the last document that we need is your folks.
I understand. When we had that meeting, I asked you again, when's the easement paper going to be there? And you said right away.
And they were.
It's been a month.
I understand.
So because it was a lag on your part, it's not an emergency on ours to sign this today because we got it yesterday. We have questions. We would like.
No, I can understand that. But before you throw me under the bus, as soon as I left that meeting, I got in my vehicle and I came down the hill.
I'm not throwing you under the bus.
I called the attorney and the engineer that are in charge of writing those documents, because I do not have that kind of intelligence.
Okay.
And they got on it. The two engineers that are involved, the two that were there, the young lady and Justin, they had their two cents involved. And
again, no fault of ours.
Did I say that?
I don't.
If you could just let me speak for 30, 40 seconds.
Well, I've heard it all.
No, you haven't. I haven't talked to you since the day up there.
Okay. Let's just get.
Anyways, we've been back and forth. There was one permit that ended up being missing. It was sent, but it never got delivered. We got that squared away. That ate up some time.
Oh, I understand. It takes time. But
and,
we need time as well.
Right.
We're not going to be rushed through this.
Did anybody say we're rushing you?
I'm not asking anybody, okay. You know, I'm just in, hopefully, in anticipation that we can get the thing over and done.
And
it's been years.
and so are we. But there's questions that came up that the documents were supplied to us yesterday.
Right. Yep. I understand that. That's when I got it.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we have to bring this in front of legal counsel.
Right. I understand that as well.
Yeah.
And we got it to our lawyer.
Yes.
20 seconds after we got the email.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're moving as fast as we can.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm just trying to explain where the thing, I mean, it's.
Oh, I understand. He's chopping at the bit.
No, he was just saying that they got done with the job early. So if we are ready ahead of time, then they'll might start earlier than anticipated. That's all that was saying.
I want all that too, but I don't want to be rushed like the first time.
That's fine.
No, that was a misunderstanding.
I never said that. I just wanted to get the document to you as quickly as I could. And I said to Nora, I said, if there's no issues, then, you know, and I knew that you probably would want to call legal counsel and so forth and so on. I mean, I'm not ignorant.
I don't want to call them. I have to call.
Well, you should call them.
Based on our prior.
My opinion is you should call your legal counsel rather than shoot from there.
So should this project cost us, the landowners who are giving up 225 feet of river frontage and 225 by 135 feet, a couple of $1,000 in legal fees to read the legal jargon that's here to help protect us? Because I don't agree with me. We should call the lawyers. Why do we have to fund the town's budget? That's my question.
Well, thank you.
We were offered $1 in compensation for this. Now, we just got this black smudge traffic plan here, which by looking at it, looks like you're shutting off the one driveway I can get my truck and trailer out with the equipment. We're in the middle of a construction project on that house. I need to get my
materials. The road is going to be open. The road is going to remain open for the whole thing.
And how do you get a truck and a trailer out of that north driveway? There's a traffic light just for it, so you have to.
What if we change the traffic light? Only one lane is going to be open, correct?
Correct. Right.
Well, I think they just were going to block one off so that you wouldn't get an accident coming out too. So I think you could seriously just ask them, can we change that?
Exactly. And their staging plan and all, everything's going to be within the confines of the original area here?
Basically, yeah. I forget how many feet it is and so forth. Off the top of my head, I don't remember. Okay. But whatever it is, 84 feet or 184 feet or something.
I understand. And there's a lot of moving parts here. I want to protect us all and be a good steward and a champion with the town here to get this fixed. But how am I going to get my tractor in and out of that one driveway if there's a Jersey barrier at the center?
So what solution are you offering?
Well, a solution may have been to bring it all the way onto the road and open up that other lane so that I can come parallel. I can drive across my front lawn for the goodness of
God. Well, actually.
And get my truck with my trailer and tractor between this job and another job we got going on. Here's what it says. It says the driveway will be closed for the duration of the project.
Right.
Well, it's not here. It's not a year. Yeah, but it's not going to be a year.
Okay.
December is with that a year in case they need to get in here.
Okay.
That's the difference in that. And your lawyer did call me today. And I did explain that, what that meant to her, so that in case there was a problem, we can just get in there to that easement and
a year or not, we need a contingency plan where if I need to get a piece of equipment in or out, we need a backup plan where I can contact somebody that can stop traffic both ways and allow me to exit the property.
Yeah, I think that's only going to be 6 weeks. Is that your project timeline, though? Is 6 weeks from what time?
It's that, and then we're into winter. I'm in the fall crunch on this project.
If you talk to them, they will certainly work with you. I mean, they will.
Well, I would be.
What are you talking? Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
You're talking about a truck and trailer. You're talking about a pickup truck or a 53 foot back and trailer?
A dually pickup truck with a
30 foot equipment trailer.
All right.
Full size John Deere on it. Yeah.
No, I understand. I just didn't know when you. Yeah. When you say truck and trailer, it could be a Skidoo trailer, or it could be a 53-foot box trailer.
It could be that either. You're not going to turn it a half a length with a dual.
No, I understand that.
Okay. I can barely get that
there's
truck
trees
out.
At both driveways.
There's
so
huge trees at both driveways.
You get in.
I got to take a big swing to get out of there and rub my wheels against the trees as it is. Not your problem, but perhaps if we could have worked together, we could have taken those trees out. You could have taken 12 more feet of my front lawn, and none of this would have been a problem.
Well, I
never had the opportunity to talk with the contractor.
But
you were there the day, same day I was.
I was told that we weren't to ask the contractor questions. All questions shall go through the engineering in writing and forwarded for a response. Which makes sense. That way, all the contractors have all the same information.
Right.
Right, but it sounds to me, and I apologize. I have not been to any of those meetings because they're during the day and I can't attend. But if the trees are something on your own property, that has nothing to do with our project.
No.
So you would have to ask as a separate project for them to remove that. That wouldn't be part of this conversation.
The problem if the road is above.
But you said you rub anyways.
It's been one lane open all the time.
Times a week. We used to get it out and curve around.
So if we could, and I'm just speaking out of context because I would have to ask permission, but if we were able to find a spot for you to park during that time, like, for instance, if the MWA's parking lot would allow you, is that not acceptable to you?
No, they won't be able to get in and out of the driveway. I can fully understand, but I'm not.
I was just thinking because of the scale of that.
Truck, your name is an emergency at the house, so I'm going to run down.
Okay, I was just trying to think about other.
I guess I'm not quite sure why you don't think you can get out of your driveway.
No, listen, the problem is
we use the John Deere tractor here in the Annals Chalmers here, and we take it to another property. So we bring it with it. If we can't get in and out of the property, we can't mow here and mow there.
No,
we can't.
We still leave the trailer at my brother's, drive the truck to my brother's just down the street, like not the truck. And take the truck to your house and drive the truck down the road. The trailer, we can, you know, there's three cameras there, we can block it up.
Or three or four times that I do it, somebody just stopped the damn traffic.
That would be, that was my point. I was trying to get to that.
Yeah.
And what I would like to do.
Sure, they're going to work with you.
Yeah, that's all.
What I would like to do, if I could have the floor for another 30 seconds, I will get with the contractor, I will get Mr. Markowski, and I will get the female engineer because she's the one that's directly involved with that project. They're two different kinds of engineers, believe it or not.
I understand. There's also the water engineer.
Right, but that's not his. He doesn't care about the road. He cares about the river.
Yeah.
Anyways, I will get them down here, and you will be there, and I will be there, and we will settle it and be done with it. And I will do that. Unfortunately, I have to work the next 5 days, so I can't do it until Monday.
All right. Thank you.
If I can get them there Sunday, I could do it maybe Sunday, but I doubt I'm going to get them.
I will. I understand. I just need to get in and out.
I know. I just have to work for a living, so I can't just drop everything and show up.
Understand?
No, I'd like. Is that the only complaint with the?
No, I'd like to give you the floor again, if you would be so kind to read page 2, paragraph 1 of the letter you sent me here to sign. Sent Lori.
I haven't got it with me.
Here, I'll bring it to you.
Do you want me to read it? I have it in front of me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Contractor retains reserves the right to use the incident area to the extent such use will not unreasonably interfere with the grantee's easement and or materially increase costs to grantee associated with constructing and installing a toll wall and stabilizing the bank and related infrastructure within the easement area. In such event, grantor shall complete any work promptly, shall repair any damage to the toll wall, stabilize bank and related infrastructure properly at its own expense to the town specifications.
Could you tell me what that
means? What does that mean?
I gotta read it.
I'd have to read it myself.
You can read it 10 times.
No, but I'm hearing every. I'm 76 years old and I played with race cars all my life. And boys, like, I can't hear enough.
What else? Me
too.
I'm almost close to your shoulder.
All right, what page was it again?
Page 2, top of the page.
The grantor retains and reserves.
Yes, yes.
The right to use the easement area to an extent such as use will not unreasonably interfere with the grantee's easement and or materially increase the cost to the grantee associated with constructing and installing the tow wall and stabilizing the bank. I think, as near as I can tell, I mean, if you've got your lawnmower or your tractor or whatever there, you can't park the trailer where his excavator's parked.
I understand. I'm not
set rocks. I think that's what they're getting.
I will not impede the construction progress, but continue, please.
Installing the tow wall, stabilizing the bank, and related infrastructure within the easement area. In such an event, the grantor shall complete any work promptly and shall repair any damage to the tow wall, stabilized bank, and related infrastructure promptly at its own expense.
So do you see me parking the trailer down where the tow wall is going to be?
I don't think it necessarily means a trailer, but if suddenly you decided to plant trees over on the bank or something and started digging a stone that they just put out, that's a no-no.
Right, if something damages what we've just done.
I mean, basically, once that
from
wall,
you,
you understand the project.
You have to fix it.
Yeah. It's a tow wall, and then it's stone laid up the bank.
So you can't go in and throw your stones into the bank. Yes, I say we have to pay for it.
Right.
But if one of these stones falls in one of these storms,
oh, yeah,
who's going to say this isn't my problem and it's my job to maintain this tow wall forever and ever?
I don't think that's what
that would impede the roadway, and that would be our responsibility.
Well, the tow wall is a riverbank.
Yeah, but these are not the kind of stones that anybody's going to throw around. I mean,
then why are you saying we got to pay for it if we mess it up?
I didn't say that. I didn't write this.
Right.
Yeah. But a lawyer.
I flunked out in the fifth grade, my friend.
A lawyer?
You know, it's a way above my head.
Exactly. So why aren't we at least entitled to the lawyer's fee so that we can have this disseminated in a point that we can understand?
Well, give me a quote and let me see, and I'll run it by the board.
It shouldn't cost us money.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying I can't just authorize you to go hire a lawyer.
We already did. We had to.
Okay. And my question.
If you can give me a quote as to what his fee would be for whatever he will do, I'll pay the damn fee.
$2,000. They want.
You're at $2,000 already, and you got
that was $700 to have that girl. $1,700. It was a $2,000 repayment.
They wanted $500 right now. So my question is, by signing this paper right now, it indicates that if anything happens to this wall, I'm responsible.
If you damage it yourself. Not that if anything happens to it. It's if you did.
Damaged, who damaged it?
Well,
so something happened.
If there's no proof that you damaged it, then we can't find fault with you. Ask your attorney what they think.
Every time we ask the attorney, it's another couple $100. That's what I'm trying to say.
She called me.
I can't tell you.
It's on my bill. That's my
thing. When she talks to you,
that's conversation. And you can call us.
And if you keep
your... That was on my dime.
She's only concerned about adding that one scene. She and her other associate were there, and they said everything else was good. She understood it. So I know it's going to cost me to have it explained, but she can explain that to you because
we were hoping to save us all a couple $100 by getting an explanation here. What that actually
is. It's just saying, if you meticulously damage it, which I would hope you wouldn't, or anybody, but it's not just you personally, it would be with anybody that this would happen to.
he sold the property, the new owners would not be able to go down there and remove that.
Right.
I think that's
but it only says for 1 year. What happens after 1 year? Who owns this rock? If I sell the property and somebody decides to build a sandcastle out of this rock, who's, I mean, it says it's for 1 year.
I think the 1 year thing is if something happens and they have to come back.
But at the end of the year, 2 years down the road, who owns that piece of property under those rocks?
I think probably what the best thing we ought to do is just cancel all the show when the road falls in the brook. We'll go scrape them up. I've been scraping them up for 60 years, so one more or less won't matter to me. I
put them in plastic bags. What we need to do is work together and find a solution.
We have been trying
to get together. No, you've been trying to bulldoze.
The stop.
The reason why we hired a lawyer is just based on misinformation.
Yeah, I've been such a bad guy on this project.
No, you haven't, but you've misinformed us several times.
I have not misinformed you. I have hardly spoken to you until today and the other day up there.
You've spoken at me quite a lot of times. I do understand that.
I don't follow you.
Okay. Let's get done with the pissing chair. So, I mean, we all want what's best for the road, for the town, for safety.
That's what you jot down on a piece of paper, the things you want me or the board, I should say, not me.
That's why we're taking notes here. I want to be cut from any kind of, if I go down here and start throwing the rocks in jail, in the river, you throw me in jail. That's delicious. It does not say that. It says we're responsible in a timely, promptly manner, according to the town's regulations, to finish the project.
So I'm sorry, Laura. So what did you?
I don't know how.
Is it for a year or what does it?
No, it's saying I think if I get closer, it's while we're there working in the easement area.
Yes.
If they're over there working and want to take some material or stone or anything,
that's that.
But that's how I feed it. It doesn't
matter what it is.
You're throwing your tail at that. You don't threaten to have us finish the project for it.
No.
Please.
I really think you're taking it out of context. That's not what we're going to do. It's not what we're saying. And it's not, please don't take it personally. I think that's something lawyers just put in any of these things to say if somebody comes in, or if you take stuff from there because you're trying to do something and it's something that impedes our project.
Okay.
I think that's all I'm saying. I mean, I as a board member, am not going to come after you.
I agree with you. Yeah. And thank you.
Yeah.
And I think I made my point. We were forced to hire lawyers because this is written in a different language none of us understands. And my feeling is we shouldn't have to pay for the lawyer's fees. That's what that whole production just proved by both of you. I mean, really, who understands what this really says other than lawyers?
And all these things come into legal documents. I mean, I would have to research how these are done because, I mean, us as a town, because there's so much involved, we would get a lawyer involved to help with all this stuff.
I mean, this is by far the biggest project.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't done this.
And we shouldn't have had to undertake it if it had been done in a timely manner a few years ago when Irene hit. But it wasn't. It was cable.
I understand.
Okay. And now we are coming up with this money out of pocket.
I appreciate your frustration on this, but none of it was caused by me.
But
it was caused by Lori.
Right.
We shouldn't be.
I never said anything was caused by anybody. I'm
right now, other than frustration, we're the leading sponsors of this project. Nobody's got more out of pocket money on this project than we do.
Would you like to see our bills?
The town does.
No, personally. How much money
I agree, but I don't know if we can pay for your bills because that's us paying for both sides. I'm not sure if we can do that.
Well, they have the taxes 1 year by.
Well, we
make it go away somehow. It's not fair to us.
You're the ones that asked to get a lawyer, correct? We didn't. No, nobody
asked to get a lawyer,
but you didn't ask us for.
They didn't want us to sign. Opened up our entire property for this construction project to do whatever they want in my entire property.
We agree with the town dwellers. They just want to use needed property and access points to finish this construction project, which, if you didn't disseminate it by a lawyer, could have meant they were going to use our house as a job trip. Didn't say that. That wasn't your intent, but that's the way it was written. So right away, the red flag comes up. I tried to work at this in a diplomatic manner. I was
Okay. I got you.
Back.
I understand. Let us do some research to see. My thing is, I don't know if you needed to ask us first before you went to a lawyer if we would pay for this.
Paul said, I don't have a lawyer. Don, you just said you have to hire a lawyer.
No, he said you should. He didn't say you had to. He said you probably should follow up with your lawyer because your lawyer's been involved. That's why he's saying that. You already got your lawyer involved, so you should follow up.
Because we were told other things. We were told there was no plans project to begin. Okay.
Well, obviously there was no plans to begin with.
Well,
the night of Irene, we weren't really expecting them to handle.
Go for a permit without plans?
We didn't go for a permit without plans. We worked with the engineers. We had environmental people. We had three different engineers.
At the point we entered,
and it took months and months and months. We got to a point. I mean, we had a rough plan.
We had that rough.
Engineers have seen hundreds of these in the state of Vermont since Irene, the July storm, and the Easter storm. And they're all basically the same thing. The banks are a little higher, a little lower. There's a little brook is a little bigger, a little smaller. But it's all basically the same thing. You put in a toe wall, and then you build up, and you preserve the bank. You can go to If you go from here to White River Junction, you'll see a half a dozen of them on Route 4.
Right. We had to
basically
do the testing.
Same thing.
You had to do the rockometer or whatever testing.
We had
to
put in a
There was a lot of steps that had to be taken.
This plan was rated on 3.5 and 25. We were brought in on this in August, and we were told there was no plans. So the first thing I did,
there was nothing
planned in August.
Correct.
No.
There wasn't yet. They didn't get it to us until then.
We were getting phenomenal readings back then.
Right.
Every week.
Issued on 7/28. That was July.
What's that?
Issued for bid on 7/28.
What year?
This year? This is your plan.
We did not put the bid out on 7/28. The bids never went out.
No.
After the pre-bid meeting.
You did. The engineers released it for bid.
They don't.
100% complete and stamped and dated.
All right. Why don't we just table this thing? I will get a meeting set up. Just the three of us. No, not 9 or 10 contractors.
Please let us leave our lawyers at home and be transparent and truthful with us.
Well, I think we're trying to be
transparent as that window pane, my friend.
Yeah.
I take that as a definite insult. You're telling me that I haven't got a nickel in this thing other than I've spent countless hours up there directing traffic and so forth when we did the pre.
Why did you tell us we weren't invited to the pre-bid meeting when we were?
I didn't say you weren't. I never even talked to you.
This is enough. You talked to Lori and told her don't bother.
I have not talked to Lori other than tonight in my life.
You called me on the phone.
Yeah. Right?
And so,
I don't remember saying anything about a pre-bid meeting because the pre-bid meeting has been fairly recent. I did talk to you on the phone, but that was quite a while ago.
A week before the pre-bid meeting, you said the next time you guys can see us is in the town hall when we open the bids. If you want to watch us open envelopes. Now, 3 days later, there's a meeting.
Right. You weren't invited to.
Not by you. You said that we weren't going to be there.
I didn't say it was an expert on this project. You were invited once I found out you needed to be invited. I don't know what I'm doing.
No.
I'm the first to admit that. I have a fifth grade education. I'm not a smart guy.
We were invited in writing 2 weeks before you told us not to come.
So. That's probably true. I don't know.
I know it's true.
Well, just give me a list and get it to me by Monday, and we will sit down and have a meeting.
Less than transparent. That's what I'm talking about.
Well,
it was less than true, and you said it. And as a steward of the town, you need to be thorough and precise.
I try to be. I work pretty hard at it.
And so do I.
Well, I'm glad we sat right here. You say you work very hard at it. I thought you meant at town business. I'd gladly give up my chair.
It's possible to go over there.
No, nobody's
going to. I don't want to be perceived. I'm the one pulling the project down.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I hope we can move along and get it done.
Okay, we will follow up.
I'm trying to be as decent as I can be, and apparently I haven't been decent enough.
Okay.
But if you want to get together, fine. If not, it's got to be Monday or Tuesday. Okay. Or next Monday or Tuesday. That's my only 2 days off.
Wait, what was the other question?
Could you
the
send
pink,
us
the pink blurb that you had in there?
Would you mind emailing us your questions? Would you mind doing that so we have it all clear and stuff, so we can also check with our lawyer so we're giving you the correct answers?
The contract is laid out in your supposed to be addressed with the homeowners and get permission from. There's supposed to be a contractor homeowner agreement prior to all of this.
Evening. Right. I think that comes once we get to that.
I think the contractor was
going to sign something before we get the agreement.
I didn't say that.
No,
what
I
did
think
I just say?
They might give you an agreement to look at.
Talk to the actual contractor.
Right.
Which, no, we didn't.
I never talked to the
contractor. No, we're not saying that. No.
And I just finished the sentence.
The
point is, at some point in time before the project actually starts, because we just
signed, I think, last week.
We just signed the bid forms, picked the contractor last week.
2 weeks ago.
I have, or two weeks ago. We meet every other week. I have not talked to the man yet.
So they should probably be in touch with you next.
After we speak to the contractor, we can think about signing his paper.
At some point in time, you will speak to the contractor.
And it's between you two.
You know, and that's between you two.
Right.
But that's a precursor to signing this paper. So if we're in a big hurry and he's in a yank to start,
he's going to have to wait. And depending on when you get, when you are
it might be next year. You call me. It's Markowski. It's so the
contractor. The guys need work. We need to put them to work and take advantage of this good weather. I agree with that.
Okay. He called me and he said he finished his project early. Can we start? And I said, I will do what I can do. And I got our lawyer and the engineers to get to come up with this agreement because I don't feel competent to write an agreement.
No, but...
And I don't think you are or anybody in this room is, for that matter.
None of us are.
So
perhaps the question would be to Mr. Markowski, when he's asking, can we get this going, you could have asked him, did you come up with a landowner contract?
But see, we wouldn't know that because that's between you and him. We would have no idea if he did that.
Give him a little.
Did you hear my?
The next move is on you.
I'm sorry.
The landowners.
What did I just say?
Okay, we didn't.
What did I just say? I said I believe, and it's hearsay from the engineers that normally you will meet with the contractor before they start. I didn't say I talked to him. I have not talked to the Markowskis since I sold them motorcycles in the building next door 30 years ago.
We just sent them the contract that we signed.
Every time I spoke to him, was up there in the same day.
But perhaps a correspondence can go out.
We can reach them if they have contacted you. Yes, we can.
An agreement must be struck with the landowners prior to us having the signing.
But that has nothing to do with
He went through our engineer, and she's the one that called me. She talks to him. I didn't talk to him.
There's a lot of people involved in this whole thing, as we know.
Documents. We don't know where he's thinking of staging the rock, the equipment, the parking for the envelope. We don't know any of this. Okay? We don't have access.
From the meeting,
I thought that was in the original stuff.
Yeah. So.
The equipment will be staged there, I mean, next there.
I thought there was already something in writing about
that. That's why they're going
to quote. There's a lot in writing about that. He's supposed to have a plan that he documents and submits that the landowners approve prior to the start.
Okay.
But if there's no I mean, we're not going to use, basically, if you read the agreement, the contract thing there, the land we are using is the, whatever it is, I can't remember how many feet, 86 feet or 180
feet. 225 feet, all right. 135 feet.
All right, you got a better memory. I'm 76. I'm not
87 feet of the riverfront.
Right. That's what we're using, that to the river.
Okay.
That's we're what not using, that's we're not what using your barn or your lawn or anything else.
That's what you're asking to use.
Well, that's where the project is.
That's what you're asking to use.
If you say no, you're going to save us about $500,000.
And the road will fall in. So.
Well, maybe I'll say no. That's the way.
I don't have a horse in the race.
You don't want to say no.
I don't have to go down that road.
Okay. Come on. Time out, guys. Time out. Listen, we will get in touch with Markowski and ask them if they are going to get that to you. We're going to Don's going to follow up with some things. I would suggest the questions you have.
I would list your
send them to us.
Email them to the wellselectman@comcast.net.
Yeah, email us your questions so that we can get the answers to you, and let's work together to get this started.
Let's just get it started.
Yeah.
Exactly. But we don't want to be the ones.
Nobody's pushing you. You have to be comfortable with what's going on.
Well, sitting
we don't. Right.
When all these people are home watching TV that we need to talk to.
We turned around and canceled our plans and came to come here.
No, I'm talking about the lawyers. And we can't call them now. So.
No. But
if
we
every time we call them, it goes ching, 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 ching.
No, I'm talking.
And with us, too.
Our end.
So why are we allowing them to skim off the top of this project?
That's what they do for a living.
Right. So if you want to put in writing your questions, that way we can make sure we either answer or we check with our lawyer and how to interpret them.
I want to my property.
Don't tell me. Just jot it down.
Yeah, because our memory isn't very good. So please watch. Thank you.
Who owns this property when it gets sold? Who owns the property?
It's their property.
It's their property.
Well, from our right of way and from wherever our right of way ends.
Yeah,
that's their problem. And because it's a safety hazard, we have to fix it.
You could close the road, right?
Well, yeah, you close it all of East Wells Road if you do that.
You can close the road or not fix it.
You have to go around the...
Or make it a one-lane road, a one-lane area.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we just want to get it done before this whole road slides in, so...
They're not particularly good at all. They're all
wrong. It's still their property to get them done.
Yes.
You know, yep. It's still old.
Yep.
And it's going to look basically the same. I mean, it's still going to be a slope there to open a park.
Unusable.
We just don't want it to slide, that's all. So.
Look better.
Okay.
All right. LHMP. Monday we had our first meeting. There will be monthly meetings. I'm guessing, she didn't say, I mean, that meeting was roughly an hour and a half. I'm assuming that most of them are going to be that length of time.
That's what Maggie O'Brien.
Yeah.
I got an email from her.
Is that the thing that we need to do something to update? There's two things that I'm getting stood up.
This is a five-year local.
No, I sent you the things to put on Front Porch Forum.
Well, I saw that.
So once those are done, I have to let her know because that needs to be done. We need to put on Front Porch Forum, Facebook, and website. That's why I sent them to you.
I realize that, but the link is not very good because I did the link and I did the thing. It says at the top, when you submit this, it doesn't record, take your name and address or name and town, but yet there's no spot for you to put your name and town on the stupid thing.
I think that here, that board's probably just our code.
I don't know. If you click on the link, I went on the link to do the online one because this is the online one because that's how they prefer it. I filled out all the thing, but at the top it says, please know that when you hit submit, your name and town don't register when you submit, but yet there's no place to put your name in town when you're filling it out.
Right, it goes to just that's RV, nobody else.
So I wonder why it says that. Okay.
If they want you to know it's anonymous.
Anyway,
okay.
Finish the sentence.
No.
Seems like I can't. Anyways, we had our opening meeting.
Yeah.
Nora, myself, and Dave were here. She's going to have one a month. Normally on a Monday, 8 a.m. in the morning, and get through this thing. And it should be time frame is what did she say? February?
April.
Yeah, it'll be finalized.
So this was the thing originally we talked about, maybe the planning commission doing, but
planning commission. This has to be done with Select board people, planning commission person, highway personnel, clerk. Personnel, or town clerk.
So what's the other one? LE something? There's two.
Yeah, what's an emergency?
The local emergency management plan means if we have a flood, we need an excavator, we fire up Pulte, and they will come down.
Mitigation, Tim. This one's mitigation.
Many different things are
this is for big time stuff. East Wells Road falls in a river.
I know, but we also had to put out the bid for
the town plan, which we didn't put it out. We paid for it out of pocket.
We put this one out to bid. Yes, we did.
This is a bid.
This is the one we put out to
bid. We will get our money back.
Okay, that's what we had the grant for. But I thought there was something else, but maybe I'm wrong, that we had talked about that also starts with an L that we were going to have the planning commission maybe work on. I'm trying to find my notes.
Well, they're gonna get involved with this.
with that. So maybe it's the same thing.
Yeah.
We talked about it last week or last meeting.
This was a while ago. So, okay, maybe it's the same thing then. Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're not missing something. That's all.
Yeah, able to join us as part of the planning commission.
Okay. All right. So maybe it is the same thing. All right. I just want.
In the course of human events, there'll be various times when it'll be put out somewhat publicly for human or resident comments.
Okay.
Or additions or whatever.
All right.
It's a 5-year thing. You do it every 5 years.
And this was the thing we got the grant. Okay. Local hazard mitigation plan.
Or the last time.
The local hazard mitigation plan, right? It expires. It expired last year?
No, it expires this year.
This November?
Yeah.
All right, must be.
So if we have any things in the interim, as long as we keep going with these meetings,
okay.
They'll give us the hire.
Okay.
And the problem is if you choose not to do one, then you lose your FEMA.
Right. Okay, yes.
If FEMA still exists,
Paul's with me, but my FEMA thing way back when, that is the 12% we just got from the FEMA from what, 2016? That 12 grand we just got was that much. That was from way back when. And I kept telling them, you owe me money, and they kept saying, no, we don't. So when she called me, I told her every freaking email I had, she goes, we did an audit and we owe you money. I'm like, I think I told you that every year for 2016. So.
Well, that right there can tell you that Wiley is older than what your
I'll have to go back and look those pictures.
That's not right.
Yeah, I'll go back and look.
Well, if he was born in 17, he'd be, what, 8 years old, right?
Edith was on the board not that long ago.
I was older than 8 years old.
It was before me the first time.
Well, I was kind of hoping he'd go away.
I was kind of hoping so, too.
No, it's going to be...
I'll go ahead and look.
Probably 9 years ago now. Because if this is going to be my third year, if you're 3 years, and there was 3 years before that, I wasn't on. So it was probably 10 years ago, Enoch.
All right, are we good with the LHMP?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Law enforcement. In talking to the town clerk the other day, we have some money that we can reinvest in or invest into law enforcement. Increasing our law enforcement.
They've been here quite a bit lately, I noticed, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, is that banking on them doing the same hours they have in the past, or where's the extra money?
We have a different deputy. We have a canine deputy now. And the hours change in September. Well, they drop. They go to less, I think it's
after Labor Day.
That, I thought it was now after Palmer's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, it's October.
But that's what we contracted for, right?
Yes. We're all contracted for that.
So where's the extra money, the extra that we've been carrying over?
Yes.
Okay. Just so I understand. Okay.
So, anyways, we have a new deputy. Seems like a nice guy. His hours have changed a little bit. He's here more later day hours. Gets here 2 to 7, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is... one of our prime idiot hours, so to speak, speeding and so forth.
I got to remember to slow down then, coming home.
But I have talked to...
Where is he staying?
He had somebody pulled over out here, so I think he's been down at the thing.
You get on North Street or South Street, you don't see him.
He has been on North Street.
Well, let me say it again. He's a new guy.
He's got to find
himself. I had not had a chance to meet with him until last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he's slowly getting the lay of the town. He's not from here. He's from Rutland, Pittsburgh, somewhere over there. So he doesn't really know the town. I explained to him what my thoughts were on the hot spots where he should be. South Street, North Street, East Wells Road as much as he can. Mm-hmm. And visibility on... the major dirt roads, Sawmill Hill, Bullfrog.
He has to have service.
I don't really think he needs to go down Ballard Farm Road every hour or two.
So when we get the cell towers, is that going to make it?
If his system makes it better.
Yeah.
It should, hopefully.
Between Verizon and AT&T.
I don't know this for sure, this is just hearsay, but I believe that the Sheriff's Department has now changed up their radios. That was one of their big drawbacks. They've gone to either ultra high, they were high frequency, went to ultra high, or they've done something different, I believe. Don't take a bit of that. He's like I say, he's got a canine dog that's a drug dog and a cadaver dog. Looks like my dog, actually. See, yellow lab. I thought it was mine. Where'd you get him? But anyway, it seems like a decent guy, and I think he'll do a decent job. My point is, I would like to set up some kind of odd times with Tom Covino.
You're going to talk to somebody else, though, too, right?
What's that?
You're doing Tom and another person, right? You're going to contact, or Tom, have Tom.
Well, I've only talked to Tom. The other Pollock constable, who's a sheriff in Addison County, mm-hmm. owns the Berry Farm over here.
Mm-hmm.
He does the same thing as Tom, right. But he works full time. So forth. He presently does Rupert Paul. He's Pollock constable, and he does Rupert and Paula. Obviously, he works for the Fairhaven Police Department.
Right.
So he's all certified and he's a real cop.
So last I knew, he was going to send us some tour of a contract for us to
look at. I talked to him. I didn't get a contract or anything from him because at the point in time I talked to him, I didn't have the dollar figures or have any idea what kind of time we were talking or anything until I talked to Norm.
Okay.
I will talk to him again and get squared away. I did tell him I felt confident that we were going to hire him. Just left it at that.
Okay.
I believe labor-wise, he gets $25 an hour or $28 an hour, one or the other, plus his whatever the federal mileage figure is. I can't tell you off the top of my head. I've never put in a mileage figure in my life, so I don't know what it pays. I think it's...
Changes every year, usually.
77 cents or something. But that's where we stand with him, but I...
Okay.
He has also agreed that should we get some kind of a disaster in the middle of the night, we can have him come over. I mean, it's a rare occurrence. But,
so is that something we would coordinate with, I don't really know, with 911, that if an emergency comes in, they can call him?
Yeah, he has a number. He has a state number. And yeah.
So they would know. We would just have to let them know that that's who.
Well, he would let them know.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right.
He, you know.
Yep.
It's just like Dave or... When Dave gets caught, well, he doesn't get, he retired.
When he did, yeah.
When he was, he got caught, yeah, I can't remember what his number is. M, yeah. They're all M's. M520 or something. 530 was his number.
Okay.
And they call him on the phone and he'd get up and go to a car wreck or something, right. Or whatever, domestic or.
Okay.
Whatever the problem was. We had Bill Humphreys doing it for a while.
So are we just thinking like a couple hours a week?
Does I don't know.
I mean, I don't know how many hours we have with the sheriffs if they do the hours we contracted them for.
How many hours we got the sheriff, do you know?
I don't have that contract.
Well, you do have the contract. Well, it's not in your hands. I said you should have that contract, just not at your fingertips.
So if he gets $25 an hour, we have $12,000 available. That's 480 hours available minus
the mileage.
Mileage. So
a year?
Yes. If you divide that, right now we only have done July, August, September, so we have 9 months. He could do 53 hours a month, but we wouldn't need that much.
But you got to take out mileage, so
you know he does even 5 hours a week.
I think that'd be plenty.
Yeah,
not that sharing. Plus any emergency stuff.
Oh yeah, just kind of doing a drive through an hour here or there just to get cut. You know, especially on North Street and South Street. I'm sorry, they are in East Wells Road going up by your mother-in-law. It's utterly ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would say up to 5 hours a week. I don't think we need, plus emergency lines, you know.
One other thing, he seems to me the prime speeding times appear to be,
Do I make it?
6 to, probably 6 a.m. to 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. And you get a whole bunch of people when you turn it out here in the morning. It's
like, well, I've got four wheels and everything else. I rode.
There's a guy on a motorcycle goes, you won't be doing out. But he goes in the morning, he's going 80 if he goes by that home.
He does wheelies up and down that road, yeah. Right in front of our house in Donnie and.
Well, one wheelie guy is. The other wheelie guy, he ain't going to do wheelies.
Yeah.
Well, we have that by our house.
Yes.
They go flying up another road. All right.
Left the park, I come back out, he comes up and down through.
And obviously,
it was 167, which is why I just keep telling.
Obviously, working full time with Fairhaven, we could catch him pre shift or after shift, which are odd hours of the day.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying, up to 5 hours a week, because depending on what his other responsibilities, he might not be able to get in that if he has emergencies here or there. So if we just say up to 5 plus emergency calls as needed.
And if it's working well, we can reduce the sheriff's hours next year. And get
right. So we'll do the contract from now until June 30th, and then we'll renew it because we'll have to figure out budget-wise and all that.
And I don't know how many miles he would drive a shift, but
I just don't know how many hours he has available. I mean, he's got to sleep sometime if he's got all these other jobs, too.
But his wife just had another baby.
Oh,
he's got 8 kids, so he better figure out that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Sleep may be a secondary.
Yeah. True. Okay.
All right. Transfer stake. Planning commission. Oh, we already talked about planning. So
well, we need to go back and make a motion to accept Doug on the planning commission.
We need to do that. I have it on here, but it got into correspondence.
But I took a note saying
you don't. Yes, because you wanted to do it during that.
So, anyways, I would entertain a motion on Doug to get our planning commission. That will get us, we're still one person short.
Yeah.
At least it'll get us closer to full strength.
So I make a motion we accept the point Doug, where his last name is.
Yeah.
What's the last name?
Yeah, so.
S-C-H?
Yeah, that was.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
I don't either. I've heard of it.
S-C-H-L-A-E-F-E-R.
Slifer. On the planning commission until the March vote.
Correct.
Second, anybody? I do.
Which position is he taking? I'm not the one there again, because last year we had all those other ones. So whose position?
Who was the first one to resign? Was it?
It was.
It was the guy, right?
The male. Yes.
It was Steve Miller.
Steve Miller's.
He would be taking Steve
Miller's. Steve Miller's, yeah. And while we're on the planning commission, in the town report, it states right now on the back cover that their meetings are the fourth Wednesday of the month. Should we change the wording of that since it only happens when you guys have something that you work out? So it should be, should we say planning commission meets as needed?
We can say,
and meetings would be warned or something like that instead of putting every fourth Wednesday?
I mean, the only difference between having it the fourth, technically they don't have to post their meeting if they're meeting like we do. We don't post our meetings. We meet every other week.
They have,
but they're not.
Right there, they're saying they're meeting every fourth Tuesday or Wednesday. Or
but whatever. They're not.
No.
Now.
But so all I would have to do is meetings will be posted or.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. So I would eliminate that and say planning commission will meet as needed and warn the meeting or something like that.
Needed, and then they know they have to warn me.
They have to.
Okay, all right. So that's one thing I would change there.
I got a feeling the lady to his left can probably.
Right. Do you need me to email you on that? Or
even though they're not together.
Yeah, meet as needed, yeah. Only because there's nothing on the docket right now, and so we don't want somebody to think that you're here.
Well, they're concerned with it. Just have a meeting with nothing going on.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying. I wanted to change it.
When things were going on.
Correct.
And they should have.
But you were also, I think, meeting maybe more than fourth Wednesday or whatever. I mean, you were meeting when you could meet. So let's just get out as needed or whatever, and we'll be warned or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was my question on that. All right.
All right, transfer station. I am going to my third meeting of the Rutland Regional Solid Waste District tomorrow night. The last one lasted roughly 5 hours.
Yesterday?
Session.
It was yesterday?
No, that was the meeting last week.
Did you have one yesterday too or no?
No, I have one tomorrow.
Oh, I thought it was yesterday.
At 5:30 in the afternoon. I'm not sure what zombie comes up with a meeting at 5:30. Apparently, I guess nobody works anymore, so they don't have to worry about that. It's get out of your pajamas, put on street clothes, and go to a meeting. Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand. Anyways, the agenda is out about it, and I don't know. You probably read it. It's been on the...
I have not.
Okay.
I have been down under...
Basically, what they're doing is they're... it's all to do with the director, Mr. Shea.
So... Just, I want to make sure whatever you talk about in executive session.
It's been in the newspaper. And
okay.
It's
on, I just want to, I just.
It's on their agenda.
Okay. Go for it. I would just give you a warning. That's all.
No, it's not a warning. It's their agenda.
Okay. Go ahead.
Anyways, they have missing funds. They have some employee,
harassment.
Management harassment. Issues. They have at least two, if not three, people on executive paid leave. Can't even go on the property of the facility or anything. And they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. They have a lawyer involved. They have Garrett from VLCT is one lawyer that they have involved. And then they have another lawyer from Rutland that's involved. And then they have another lawyer that happens to be a selectman in I forgot what town that comes to the meetings. So tomorrow night's meeting will start at 5:30 and we'll be immediately going to executive session. Hopefully it gets out before 11:30 or so. Because if it doesn't, I will be in.
You'll leave.
I'll be in a diabetic coma. And if I haven't eaten by 11 o'clock at night, I'm in real trouble. But,
and you have to be in person, for if I remember right, this next one.
What's that?
This next one's only in person, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you did read it?
I think I did, yeah. Oh, I read the paper. You were a fan. You were quoted many times. So my question is how are these people that are on leave getting paid if we have no money to pay our bills?
Oh, they have money to pay the bills, but the money hasn't been going where the money should have been going.
So they still have
money. Every ton of garbage, recyclable, household waste, bulky waste. When Nora writes a check for Mr. Casella,
mm-hmm.
I believe it's either $30 or $50 a yeah. ton. Mm-hmm. Goes to Rutland Regional Solid Waste District. So their money has been coming in, but it's been going out, not to the right people.
So they're not...
It's called embezzlement.
No, I realize that. So they do have money to pay their bills, they're just not paying them? Is that the deal?
No, they have people that are putting the money in their pocket or in their vacation home in Florida or their car or their boat or whatever they're doing with it. I don't know.
So they haven't depleted their funds then. So they... Okay. I was thinking they depleted everything.
No.
So that nothing could be paid. So I'm like, well, how are they getting paid?
They have not been contributing to their pension plan.
Yeah, I heard the
hard one. Private or the personal contributions that perhaps somebody that wants to put more in.
Yeah.
That hasn't been added. They have not paid health insurance. They have not paid many other things.
Wow.
And
they haven't paid the pension either, are they?
Right, it's just...
And they got caught, so...
I was going to say, how do they figure they're not going to get caught? Especially with the health insurance, you know, the company not coming after them saying you need to pay your bills.
Well, the guy that's doing the work is the guy that's paying the bills, so he can pretty much toss
over the voice. It's not a segregation of duties, it sounds like, as to what it should be.
So anyways, that's where we're at with that. Captain Jack, on another light, Captain Jack has got some health issues. Paul and I have been working for him. And Isaac has some issues. So.
Oh, boy. I did put something on the internet. Did we get anybody? Probably have to put something in the paper. I'm guessing for anybody to see. Well, I don't know. Or the website. Or not website. I'm sorry. Facebook or something.
Yeah, that's
one. Yeah. Oh, you didn't ask me to. You just said the website.
So
I can do something on Facebook, though.
Captain, I believe, is coming back October something or other. But in talking to him today, he's telling me that he has to have he has a gallbladder issue and he has some other issues. So I would kind of maybe question his whether or not he's going to get back when he thinks he's going
to
get back.
It sounds like the doctor's note says that right now, but maybe when he goes back to the doctor, it'll change.
So I guess basically what we can do is just do what we got to do.
So I'll put on Facebook as well that we're looking for a second person and see if we get anything.
Could I just ask on that Rutland County Solid Waste, they normally put stuff in your annual report. I called and left messages.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I called, and Brittany Franzoni is the only extension that...
Brianna, that's it.
Brianna.
She's the only one there.
And it says all other extensions have been closed out or deleted or whatever it says. You only have one choice. How much am I hounding this woman for?
If you can't get anything, well,
she's trying to run the office, which I don't know if you understand how it is, but their office and everything is in Casella's.
Yeah.
Right by the...
You need to be bike on this thing.
Yeah, that's where their office is. It's part of Casella's building.
Right.
The dump is up on the transfer station is up on Gleason Road.
Yep.
There's nobody to run that either. The workers are there, but whoever the guy was that was running that, he's quit. The office manager that was down in the city has quit. The office lady quit the night I was there, the last meeting. Did quite a little hissy. That was impressive. And somebody else has quit. So basically, it's Brianna and who's ever working at the transfer station.
But should Laurel be on that page just to say that not report unattainable or something? Or does she just take it all out of the report?
Well, why don't I just ask her tomorrow night?
Oh, Brianna? Okay.
Yeah,
she will be at the meeting, trust me.
Probably doesn't.
I've left her a couple of messages, but okay. I know that she's been right up to here with work.
Well, I'm sure,
and
yeah.
I don't know how much you want me to hound somebody for that report, or just to get eliminated.
Right, because I assume they probably send the same report to all the towns.
I would like to eliminate that and the dump both.
I know you would. Definitely, don't even worry about somebody attacking the United States. If they don't call us, we'll have to let people
report that.
Uh-huh. Just not put in, just so we weren't able to get it.
But anyways, that's where that stands, so I'll know more tomorrow night what's going to happen or what's happening. And the meeting is at the Hub, which I think isn't the Hub, the upstairs in the Opera House.
Yes.
And the Opera House is where the Planning Commission used to be.
The Opera House is
announced. No,
the Opera House is on
Merchants
Row.
Yeah, that's where the Planning Commission is.
It's on Evelyn Street, right? The Planning Commission is.
Yeah, they are now.
Same street as Paramount?
It's being the Opera House.
No, yeah.
The next one over.
The
Opera House is right here by McNeil and Reedy.
McNeil and Reedy,
yeah.
Right? Yes, McNeil and Reedy, yeah. Can I just however, on transfer station, Nora, you sent me this spreadsheet about the transfer station. I just want to make sure I'm interpreting right, because the way you do things and I do things are two different things. So I'm looking at this. It looks like we just about broke even in 2024, and this past year we made $4,416 with the transfer station.
Yeah, we had a credit in
there. So that has the credit in there.
Yes.
So how much do you know how much of the credit we have in here?
Yes, I have 13,000 left, but that's why that took so long.
And how much was it total?
20,000. I had to fight.
So we would have lost $30,000 if we had had
no,
that credit?
No. No, we wouldn't have lost. We broke even. I don't have it in front of me, Tammy.
Okay.
I can't show it to you. That's something you and I need to sit down and look
okay.
at. We're on our computers. I can't just pull that
no, up. Okay. I just, all right. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out if we were just, close.
I don't know when our credit starts stopped.
Okay. I just wanted to see how we did out with what we're doing.
I think it stopped.
Right, it hasn't stopped yet.
This isn't the right one. So.
Okay, there's a new one?
I sent you a whole big one.
Okay. we'll put that on next time.
Yeah.
I've had a penal bone thrown at me, so okay.
Yeah.
All right. True. To be continued. Never mind.
I don't have it in front of me, but there is a couple things in talking to. There is a couple things in talking to the lawyer from VLCT that he thought we should change with our dog ordinance.
Okay. Yes, you did mention.
I can't remember the two sections, but I have the information. They're simple things, but
mm-hmm.
I also highlighted some things when I was doing the letters for Aiden that are incorrect. As I was trying to make the verbiage work, I highlighted it. Like,
so if you want to put it on our agenda for next time and put a copy with those highlights in there, and then we can work that out. Oh, actually, do you have it in writing? Do you have it on the computer, the typed copy? Okay.
I mean, but, there's one here somewhere.
No, the ordinance. You have it electronically.
I think someone did it for us, but.
Okay. I'm just saying so we can just go in and update it.
I wasn't involved in it. So.
That's the issue we have with doing this stuff is that all the copies should be with you.
Okay, so don't get involved. I don't have.
He felt it looked very good, but there's a couple lines in there that stuff has changed. It was written in 2020, so it's 5 years old.
Right. I was wondering if we had the electronic version of it so we could easily update.
I don't know. There's a paper version right there.
That doesn't help.
That's not good enough again.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Okay.
All right. The last item that I have, unless somebody else has something, is naming the snowplows for the grade school.
No, not for the grade school, Dawn.
Oh, I thought it was.
I thought I came in today.
Oh, the library.
Yeah. And we were chatting, and Dave was in here, and we were trying to just get everybody kind of mingling in the same direction together.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with the idea of naming the snowplows. Mm-hmm. Everybody does this now. And she would make that an after-school program as she's trying to get kids into school or into the library.
Yeah.
And then she would go to the school and try to get people to come up and try to bring the school in. And mainly snowplows, and then have kids like track how often they see the snowplows or whatever. Just like, oh, we saw them or whatever, you know, just make it kind of fun for them. You know, maybe have a sheet that tracks Archie or whoever we name them. Just so it's funny.
Now, we put that on the truck? How do they know which one's which?
Because they all look alike. You name the plows. So we either get a sticker to put on the side of the truck or the plow or whatever. It's all over the news. They do it all the time.
Okay.
Trying to encourage a little more.
Beatrix,
does it? Yeah.
They
made all their talk. If Dave's in on it, I'm fine with it. That sounds cool.
Yeah. What was the other thing we talked about? Don, I told you about the other
thing. What's that?
Was there something else I wrote on there about the library besides the trucks?
The animal strip?
Yeah, there was something else on the agenda that I wrote.
The floor.
Yes.
Which Don's going to call, or you did call, I think.
I heard the message,
yeah.
One of the items, Nora, or whoever, on this dog ordinance, I think it's section 1 and 9 or something, but one of them, or section 6, maybe. Uncontrolled dog means dog only kept by a person trying to learn, which is not under restraint. Well, that's not it either. There's one.
Something said vicious, but it should say anything under section 2. It just says vicious, where it should say uncontrolled, vicious.
Yeah, 7, it says vicious pet means a pet which has caused reasonable fear of bodily injury by attacking or threatening to attack a person lawfully upon the premises. That was one of the things.
That needs to be expanded.
I remember right, we that come from the other town that we
ordered.
Yeah, and then we sent it to John Thrasher, and we sent it to, I have since sent it to,
Garrett,
yes.
That's probably been a scanned copy.
I will look. It was presented to me in that version. So I'm not sure who really typed it. I did not type it. But John Thrasher, I bet, has a copy.
He doesn't communicate with us.
He communicates with me.
Okay. All right. Otherwise, I might be able to.
Oh, and some people dog are a vicious pet.
There's a way to.
Which has bitten a person that they didn't want. He thought that the fact that if the dog is uncontrolled, the way it reads, it's an uncontrolled dog because he's bitten a person. That's one of the things. And I can't remember what the hell the other one is. I can look it up, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
It wasn't Thrasher's nephew or something that was working on that project?
He worked, he's with VLCT.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does anybody else have any legitimate business to come before the board?
Me. No, I'm first.
Okay.
It's not open session yet.
Here's your spot.
We had talked about thinking of covers and dedication stuff for the book. Because we don't want our person to get mad at us. I don't know if you guys have signed anything, but I know there's been two paintings that Peter Huntuna's done that I didn't know if we want to consider.
Yeah, there's more of them with the lake and stuff in it. Huh?
Right, there's this one with the dam.
Channel, yeah.
And he also did one at the Wells tractor pulls this year at the carnival.
Okay.
Those are just two I know about from this year. If it's anything we want, we'd have to get permission, obviously, from him. Those were two that I thought of. You know, unless you guys come up with something, think about it for next time. Also for dedications, some thoughts that I had, and Nora also gave me some. Oh, crap. I guess I didn't write it. So I was thinking we had, who's the one that just passed away?
Sharon Undell.
Sharon Undell, the Tuit guy. You get Tuit,
Callahan.
Or like Cherry Hobson. I thought there was one more I thought of.
Did you ever throw Bill Capron in there?
We already did him last year. Him and Trish.
Did him and his wife, but.
We did him and Trish last year.
Didn't another
one? Nope, that was 2 years ago.
Jeez.
I know.
I'm poison in. Wow.
Or the one that, Winnie Oakman, who just passed away. That was the fifth one.
Oh, she did that?
Yeah, just passed away.
We just lost George Garner.
Who?
George Garner, I see there. Old George Garner. Two Houses Up for Your Mom. That's the
baby. Oh, really?
George.
His niece died last year.
Donner.
Oh, and now he just passed.
Yeah, he had Alzheimer's.
When did he pass?
The 18th.
Who was that?
I wonder if Mom and Dad know that.
Who?
George Garner. Loved Batman. He had one life because of his diabetes. Used to run Beagles all the time, so he always did it.
Real heavy guy.
Real heavy, but yeah, he was a veteran.
Two up from my parents' house. Mm-hmm. He used to be old Mary Howard years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Daughter-in-law. But she does. Okay. So anyways, those are the ones I had was Winnie, Sharon, Cherry,
Frank
Callahan, or I don't know.
I mean, we could dedicate it to a few and not do a big write-up, you know, the few older folks we lost this year. Because we did, well, that one year I did those two 99-year-olds, remember, they both passed. Oh, I suppose
I'll do that again. I think Winnie is the oldest. Was the oldest?
He was the oldest one in town.
Ballard and Mrs. West one year. Yeah. Paul's according, and they both passed for the next term. Oh, they were doing that.
God.
Mrs. West made it to 100, didn't she?
Huh?
Mrs. West made it to
100. Yeah, but she died before the next year was over. I felt.
He's old. What's her name over there? She's 103.
Helmakira.
Helmakira. Helen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. I keep seeing it. So I know Sharon was on the school board for a while.
Yeah.
And I volunteered there. And I don't, did Winnie, does anybody know if Winnie did anything in town over the years? I don't know. Or if she was just the oldest.
Been all late.
She's the oldest one in town. We know Frank did a lot.
Joe Capron probably can give you a good.
Well, and they had a goal. They had a good write-up too from the Lake St. Catherine Conservation Fund. I mean, unless we think we're double dipping there, because they already did a huge thing on them.
Wait a minute. I thought about Winnie.
Oh, Winnie? Yeah, Joe probably could.
No, we did something on Frank, not Winnie.
No, I know.
I didn't know she had anything to relate.
Well, that's what I did. Frankly, I know there's been a lot of things out there for him. Right.
Just simply say we lost four amazing folks this year and just do a little write-up. Yeah. Put a picture on all four. I had three or four. I don't remember
who had. Who was the fourth one? Sharon, Winnie, Frank?
I don't know.
Three.
Terry Hobson
was one I was thinking, you know, she has done lots of things for this town.
But I had spoke to her about that before, Tammy, because I wanted to get a good picture of her. She really gave me a rationist. Yeah. So when I discovered her age the other day, I went, oh, my gosh, we really need to do her. I just think she's on the ship. Really?
Cool.
Yeah. John Reed's been in and out of town business for...
Oh, Donnie, yeah.
We didn't have him already in the past?
I don't think so. I haven't listened to
those. I know you do.
Is he alive or all right? Or
he's alive. I don't know if he's all right.
Is he alive? I didn't know he was still alive.
What did you get it from me?
Yeah. Well, it amazes me. I have coffee with Charlie King probably 3 or 4 days a week. And he's pretty good at telling me if somebody from over here dies. Mm-hmm. But lately, either he hasn't got the funeral or... I've missed it. You can't read the newspaper. There's no place to find the stuff.
That's the problem, yeah.
A lot of people there because of the difficulty of getting the paperwork from Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but Jesus said that, but doesn't fit home around here.
Yeah, if we're going to do a list of them, I'm like, everyone knew him. Who didn't have a beer, Bobby Williams?
Yeah. Yeah, Bob Williams.
Bobby, who didn't have a beer there? Come on.
So food for thought, you know, maybe we can narrow it down next time and that way we can get going on what we got to do to get that together. So we can put it on the agenda. Put it on the agenda for next time.
Yeah.
And you can look, talk to me about letterhead so that we can put that rescue squad together and we just have Don sign it, even though it has all three of our names on it.
Oh, you didn't send that yet?
Well, no, because I wanted to be sure it was okay, but I wanted it on letterhead too. That's it. Oh, sorry, Fran had something.
What after the speedboats are going to be on the West Lake? Would that still happen?
We decided not to put them up. It's got so late in here, we decided not to put them up because we just have to take them back out. Oh. We're going to wait till next spring. Cool. I believe the signs are up and the other signs have been changed or they're going to be changed.
Okay.
Doesn't make any difference, but
a lot of people are looking forward to them.
What's that?
There's a lot of people up there were looking forward to them.
Most of the ones I talked about were pissing and moaning. Got to drive over.
Yeah, both ways.
Nope. Yeah, that's all I got. I make a motion. We adjourn the meeting at 8:43 p.m.
Yeah.